Hey, everybody, Patrick McFarlane here of the Liberty Weekly podcast, coming at you with another episode. This is actually the Liberty Bigly podcast, and I'm recording live again on Facebook. So if you listen to the Liberty Weekly podcast and you haven't heard, I also have a sideshow podcast, which is for the B-sides. It's also kind of a daily show where I'm not confined to my regular topic, which is the libertarian legal theory and some other more formal episodes. But this is, if you haven't listened to the Liberty Weekly podcast, I am a personal injury attorney practicing. I'm also a libertarian, and so I can offer my perspective on both things. So today I'm going to be talking about the anti-lockdown protests that have emerged in Europe. And I don't know if this is getting, how much airplay this is getting since the election has really kind of taken full force and we're about a week away from the United States election. And I was looking at my audience demographics for this show, the Liberty Bigly podcast, and I know there's some Europeans out there. So if you would like to leave me a voicemail, you can do so at anchor.fm/Liberty Bigly. That's B-I-G-L-Y, Liberty Bigly. Leave me a voicemail and tell me what's going on the ground where you're at. And I'd be really interested to play that on the show and to get some perspective for our audience here. But let's see, it's not letting me share my screen. Anyways, I'm looking at an article from the UK Daily Mail. And the title is "Wave of Anti-Lockdown Protests Sweep Across Europe. Thousands of furious demonstrators clash with police in cities in Italy and Spain as they urge their governments to abandon new restrictions on their freedom." So, actually, I'm still messing with the display. But I think this is really interesting, and I've said to a lot of people in my personal life that this has gone on far enough. Enough is enough. And this is going to continue happening in terms of lockdown orders and mask mandates until regular people start saying enough is enough and taking their lives back and just not caring anymore. I mean, this is, I cannot expound too many times how unprecedented this is and how this is such a basic, it's such an affront to our basic liberties that we have. And I think it's interesting that the most violent or most forward affront anti-lockdown protests are happening in Europe, because usually the Europeans, I mean, while they can rise up and get violent, I'm thinking of the French Revolution in particular, I mean, amongst a myriad of other things that have happened, maybe you're forgetting that there were a bunch of protests that were happening in France when the coronavirus hit, and there was a lot of pressure that was being put on the French government to, basically an uprising, prolonged protests, prolonged politically motivated protests. And it was more of a populist movement, continuing this trend of populism that we've seen going on across Europe and across the United States. I think that's really the theme. Brexit happening, I think, in 2016, right before the election of President Trump. And I'm looking at a bunch of pictures here of the protests, if you could even call them that, because they look like riots. So I'm not going to play the mainstream media and call them protests when it's really rioting. But there's pictures of things on fire and barricades set up. But there's also pictures of people smashing storefronts and looting. So I don't want to lionize these protesters and say that they're definitely pure of heart and they are against the lockdowns for good reasons. There's a lot of individuals. I'm an individualist. There's a lot of individuals that have their own motivations that are probably taking advantage of the protests. And there's a lot of people who are probably legitimately out there trying to get some of their basic freedoms back. But again, I don't want to give out the impression that these people are all freedom-loving libertarians either. So I'm looking at a bunch of the pictures, and one of them in Barcelona specifically, they are waving placards saying screw COVID-talism. So like, I don't know, like a play on capitalism, COVID-talism, or I was thinking maybe totalitarianism, but maybe, but there's also a red fist in one of the signs for the fisting movement. I mean, for socialism. So, you know, there's also a bunch of socialist, socialist catchphrases, revolt, solidarity. This is all in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, but so you can see that in a bunch of pictures, and a bunch of the protesters also have masks on. So I'm wondering, you know, there's also a bunch of people, I don't want to say they're Antifa, but they look like they're in black bloc, potentially black bloc clothing. But let's get to some of the actual details from this. The lockdown protests in Europe, they occurred in Milan, Turin, in northern Italy, and one in Naples. And there was also rioting in Barcelona in Spain. And let's just read a little bit of the headlines here. So in Italy, violence was reported in at least two major northern cities, Milan and Turin, as vast crowds descended. Witnesses said a number of luxury stores, including a Gucci fashion shop, were ransacked in central Turin. So maybe let's not jump to conclusions and say that this is necessarily freedom-loving people who are protesting because they want their lives back. Maybe it's a reflection, a European reflection of the riots that are happening in the United States. Witnesses said a number of luxury stores... Oh, I already read that. Also, there were clashes in Milan, capital of Lombardy area, that has borne the brunt of the COVID-19 epidemic in Italy. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, isn't it true that Italy followed all the lockdown orders? I need to brush up on my Tom Woods, the fact-free COVID dystopia video. However, I'm pretty sure it's true that Spain and Italy have followed the lockdown, the WHO guidelines, some of the most out of any of the nations, out of any of the European nations or the nations of the world who have taken COVID seriously. This comes after nighttime curfew came into effect across Spain under second nationwide state of emergency. So this is the dreaded second wave. Vast crowds gathered on the streets of Barcelona with some angry protesters with some angry protesters setting dustbins on fire. So it's interesting that in at least the Daily Mail co.uk is also calling this them protesters. And it's just strange that these mainstream media news outlets would be giving coverage, they'd be giving coverage to anti-lockdown protesting and giving them the lip service at least of calling them protesters and not rioters or violent mobs. Furious demonstrations. I think that's probably better, a little more condemning than mostly peaceful. So thousands of angry demonstrators, they called on governments to reconsider a second round of lockdown restrictions. So maybe there is a unified voice here. In Italy, violence was reported in at least two major northern cities. That was the worst one. There were huge firecrackers and lightning-colored flares that were set off in Turin. The city's mayor today berated the violent protesters, who she said had polluted a demonstration by bar and restaurant owners who are facing another economic slump. So interesting. It sounds like it might be a multi-tiered kind of thing in terms of, like, you know, we're individualists. There's definitely a bunch of individuals that are making up this movement, and it could be possibly that there are people there for different motivations. I'm sure that's the case. So 28 people were arrested in Milan after protesters threw Molotov cocktails at police in the capital of Lombardy, the original epicenter of the virus in Italy. In Barcelona, demonstrators set rubbish bins on fire in the streets before riot police intervened to bring the chaos to an end. So if the riot police are arresting demonstrators, aren't they rioters? Just a question. And, you know, like, we're also playing this very interesting back and forth between how do people, and I'm not a journalist, I'm completely biased news source, so don't take me as an objective journalist, but it's interesting, you know, even in my own mind, I'm trying to figure this out. What is the interplay between who these people are? If they're out and objectively performing behavior that is setting things on fire and causing violence and attacking people, does it matter who they're attacking? Does it matter what cause they support? I think it probably does matter who they're attacking, but it shouldn't matter what cause they're supporting. I should, and maybe we should, as libertarians, condemn folks who are destroying private property, even if they are doing so in the name of anti-lockdown protesting. And maybe if there are people who are attacking police, some libertarians might support that. I don't really know. And I don't know what I would think about that either. I think, you know, in terms of police, they probably have a right to their own life, so they should defend themselves. But you get into really sticky topics there, I think, sticky waters. And I think it really depends on the situation as we see it on the ground, the real facts of the situation. So there's new states of emergency lasting for 15 days in Barcelona, looks like. But the government plans to ask Parliament for a 6-month extension, meaning the restrictions, which include an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew, could be enforced until early May 2021. You know, I realized this morning, guys, but we've been under lockdown for like 7.5 months now. It seems like the last 7.5 months have gone by in the blink of an eye. Seriously, and there's something really disturbing about that, because we won't get those 7.5 months back. And I don't know if it's just that I'm getting older, but time seems to be going by a bit more quickly, and the last 7.5 months are just gone. And although I've been able to, you know, make the most of it, I think, in my life, there's something really disturbing about that fact. And it's kind of sad, really. It's really sad. So since I'm not sharing my screen and I haven't figured that out, I'm not able to share the screen so you can also see the pictures that I'm looking at. But most of you will probably be listening to this on the Liberty Bigly podcast. You can subscribe. Please subscribe, rate, review. anchor.fm/libertybigly. I'd really appreciate that. Send me a review. Leave me some voicemail. I haven't gotten any voicemail yet from any listeners, and I'd really, really appreciate it. It'd be good to put in the show. So I wanted to look at the comments from this episode, or from this news story, to see what people perhaps in the UK are saying about this and what they're thinking about the news is on the ground for them. So just a little bit more. In Milan, people were chanting freedom, freedom, freedom. Some of the crowds chanted as they confronted police in the city center with some shouting conspiracy theories like the coronavirus does not exist. Interesting. So this would definitely be a situation where I would support. Remember, I'm not a bias source, but I would support that activity of crowds chanting freedom and confronting police who are enforcing unconstitutional orders, with that distinction. Footage showed Molotov cocktails and other projectiles being thrown at a police car during the protest, which ended with around a dozen officers being injured and dozens of protesters arrested. The 28 people arrested in Milan included 13 minors, according to a news agency, while 6 people were detained for fires and looting in Turin. One of them was a man allegedly caught setting fire to rubbish bins who was arrested along with a 17-year-old girl, while 2 Egyptian nationals were arrested for looting at a Gucci store. The mayor of Turin today condemned the criminal actions of the violent people who polluted the peaceful demonstrations of traders, entrepreneurs, and workers. So, of course, even during the American Revolution, I don't know, the Patriot is not a very good citation here for the American Revolution, but there were many petitions and appeals to the crown for freedom, and I would definitely support of course, that course of action, seeing how effective it is. Then, so apparently further protests are planned. I think that was today. I don't know if they happened or not. But restaurateurs and bartenders are raging at the impact that the latest shutdown measures are having on their industry. I mean, can you think of a place for more exquisite and fine dining than Italy? Perhaps maybe France. Places that are known specifically for their fine dining. I'm sure that this has just devastated a place in the world that's known for their cuisine, known around the world for their cuisine. So as many as 80,000 pizzerias are facing closure, according to Huffington Post. So I don't know if you take that for what it is, with hundreds of thousands of people potentially out of work. There were also protests in Naples on Monday where bottles were reportedly thrown after thousands had gathered for a peaceful march. Italy saw a record of 21,268 cases, so more of the fear-mongering here. The highest daily figure the country saw during the pandemic, followed by a further 17,000 on Monday. More than 37,400 people have died in total. So, let's see. 37,400 people have died in Italy, but 80,000 pizzerias are potentially going to face closure. If we take it that each pizzeria employs three people, that's already, I don't know, 10 times the amount of people. What, that'd be 320,000 people out of work if each of those pizzerias employs three people. And for the deaths of 37,400, mostly old people. And that's just pizzerias that are facing closure. So we're looking at the impact. So looking further down, let's see the effect on businesses. Many small businesses still badly bruised by an initial nationwide lockdown in March and April say the new restrictions could bankrupt them and probably will. While Italians complied peacefully to the spring lockdown, there's been an immediate pushback against the renewed restrictions. So there were even more cities on Monday that started rioting. Treviso, I'm horrible at Italian, Trieste, Viareggio, Latina, Rome, Naples, Salerno, Palermo, Siracusa, and Catania. My apologies for that. So, uprisings in a lot of different cities. So, going down to the comments here, we can see commenters from across the world, which I think is very interesting. There's 3,831 comments on this article. And it says, in England, someone from England, over 100,000 coppers in this country. It only going to take one of them doing something stupid, and the 2011 riots will seem like a pleasant day out in comparison. It's brewing big time. So interesting. People can feel it. Another someone in the UK says, anarchy, the scourge which began at the beginning of the 20th century and has now reached flashpoint. Another person in Georgia says, killing the patient to cure him of the disease is usually not considered a good option. So someone in the UK said that they will have a vaccine in November. So there was a pro-lockdowner. Someone says, in England, in London, we all need to stop getting tested. Someone else in London says, the whole of Europe is effed, and it will get worse. And it will get worse than this. Someone else from the UK says, soon to be riots in England, over only a matter of time while this COVID nonsense is destroying the world, and I don't mean the disease. Someone in France said, but Brits told us here in France that riots happen only in France. But when I check news, I see riots, especially in the USA, in the Middle East, and in Italy, Spain, and the UK. Who lies? Sup, Daniel Elwood just popped into the chat. on Facebook. Just saying, from the Actual Anarchy podcast. Link in the description. Once I make the show notes for Liberty Bigley, check it there. ActualAnarchy.com. There you go. So someone in the Netherlands says it's more like the right wingers are out to cause more trouble. They're clowns. Although a lot of the people in the pictures were socialist looking. Another person in the UK says the right wingers are busy. They're too busy working to keep the scrounging left wingers fed. And then another person, to be fair, says, do 4 incidents in 2 countries really constitute a wave across Europe? Or could it just be the usual sensationalized headlines that are whipping up responses? So interesting to get that comparison, some comments from across Europe. Very interesting. Someone in the UK says, this is a good thing. We can't allow governments to control every element of our life through fear of getting ill. Risk is a part of life. Time to get back to normal. And that had 53 upvotes. I didn't even start reading the upvotes on those comments. Someone else says in the UK, enough is enough, destroying small businesses while online giants are earning record numbers. That has 61 upvotes. I'm going to read the ones with the largest upvotes to see which sentiments are getting the most traction. Someone in Greece says free adults should be allowed to assess their own level of risk and take action accordingly. The trouble is probably very few are brave enough nowadays. That has 53 upvotes. Someone else says, yes, it's fine assessing your own level. The problem is that you are not an island, so to speak. So when you are assessing your own level, part of it needs to be assessing your potential impact on others. That person is from the UK. That only had 3 upvotes and 11 downvotes. So, I mean, it's not like the other people can't assess their own risk level and make a decision to stay home. Someone else says, remember, China caused all this. Someone from the United States said that. The healthcare crew in your respective country has held you hostage long enough. 8 months into this wokey 2-week curve of ours, says someone in Portland, the United States. I assume that's Portland, Oregon. That has 47 upvotes. So yeah, I thought that I would share some just some news going around from Europe and seeing if things are going to kick off there. I wanted to check out the comments to see if other people think that if people in Europe are thinking that this will reach a flashpoint. But I would implore anyone who listens to this podcast to leave me a voicemail at anchor.fm/LibertyBigley. I would love to get your perspective on what's happening in your country and to put it in the next episode of this podcast after you leave me that voicemail. And I would love to play it. So please, please, if you live in Europe or anywhere else where things are reaching a boiling point, please leave me a voicemail. I'd love to play it on the show. So I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm looking forward to being back, recording another episode tomorrow. I'll also, my wife and I will be appearing on the Peace Freaks podcast with Nick and Lizzie Picone. So we're looking forward to that. Couldn't make it happen tonight, which is when we wanted to be on, but looking forward to doing that tomorrow, and I'll probably pump it on Liberty Bigley as well. But anyways, hope you're all doing well. I'll talk to you next time.